The future of how the Idaho Department of Education will be shaped rests in the hands of the state Supreme Court. James Dawson reports.
Superintendent of Public Instruction Sherry Ibarra sued the state legislature and the State Board of Education in April after they removed 18 technology positions from her office. Instead, they'd work for the Board of Education. Ibarra's lawyer, former Attorney General David Leroy, says the state legislature can't undermine an elected constitutional officer by hamstringing her ability to carry out her job duties. He says these positions are especially critical during a pandemic when more than 300,000 public school students are learning online.
The destruction of that division for a constitutional officer is a severe penalty indeed, that it rises above both politics and numbers of employees.
But Mary York, a lawyer for the state legislature, says Ibarra still has a say in what these staffers will do at the State Board of Education.
She's a member of the board. And so inherently, and as envisioned by the framers of the Constitution, she has a voice, she has a vote, and she has a say-so in those determinations.
If nothing is done, the switch will go into effect July 1st. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.